If any youngsters want to come and sit down here,
they're really welcome to. You'll get a nice, clear view of what's going on. I wanted to ask by... Is anyone going to join? I'm not too scary. I'm quite scary. Okay. Let me start by asking you a question. Put your hand up if you have a favourite soft toy. Does anyone have a favourite soft toy? No one has a soft toy at all. I don't believe it. Okay, a number of people. Put your hand up if you've got a soft toy that you've given a name to. Okay, I'm not going to pick on you, so don't worry. You can stick your hand up, all right? We all have soft toys, don't we? We give them names. We have recently, as many of you know, had a little daughter ourselves, and she has got a few toys. I thought I'd introduce you to them. So this is Mr. Z-Man, okay? I don't know why you're laughing. It's a perfectly reasonable name for a zebra. This one, we came up with a very, very original name for this one. Bunny. Okay? So there's Bunny. And this one here is my favourite. I don't really know if Emily likes it. This one we call Mr. Bugman. Okay? So let me put these down here. We give special names to our toys, don't we? But it's not just our toys that we give names to. When your mums and dads had you, they had to try and figure out what they were going to call you as well. And as I said, we had our daughter back in August. And so Lucy and I had to try and figure out what name to give her. So do you know what we did? We started from A, and we thought all the names we could. Then we went to B, then we went to C. And we went all the way through to Z. It took us quite a long time. And then we called her Amelie. So we needn't have bothered with all of that. But did you know, and perhaps you didn't know this, that the names that we have often have a special meaning attached to them as well. So we discovered, after we'd called Amelie Amelie, that the word Amelie actually means work, which it turns out is quite a fair description of what's involved in bringing up a baby. So there we go. So Amelie means work, but actually all of our names have special meanings. So we're going to have a little quiz with some people who I think you might know quite well to see if we can work out what their names mean. So could I have Will, Kate, Sue, and Dave up to the front, please? Well, you better be very confusing if you get the wrong ones. Okay, why don't you line up nice and clearly at the front? And for those who don't know, these are our, some of our lovely staff team here at St. Mary's. And I want us to work out what the names mean. So first up, we're going to start with Will. Okay, here are the options. Crafty, protector, champion, or small and quiet. Okay, I don't know why everyone's laughing. That's very mean to our vicar. Put your hand up if you think it means crafty. Okay? Put your hand up if you think it means protector. Put your hand up if you think it means champion. Put your hand up if you think it means small and quiet. I'm afraid that's wishful thinking. Will, why don't you reveal the answer? It does mean protector. Okay, let's have the next one. The next one is Kate. Here are the options: pure, beautiful, disorganized, or brave. Put your hand up if you think it means pure. Put your hand up if you think it means beautiful, disorganized. Anyone who knows Kate at all will realize that is not the case. Brave. Hands up for brave. Okay, and Kate, let's reveal the answer. The answer is pure. I'm in danger of catching on fire. Let's have the next one, which is Dave. Okay, here are the options: gentle, no brains, loved one, or generous. Okay, put your hand up if you think it's gentle. Okay, no brains, loved one, generous. Okay, the answer is loved one. It's nice, isn't it? Let's have the last one, which is Sue. Peaceful, Lily, princess, or toad lover. They are the options. Okay, so hands up if you think it means peaceful. Hands up if you think it means Lily. Hands up if you think it means princess. And hands up if you think it means toad lover. No one. Okay, let's have the answer. Lily. Okay. Now, that's all of them. If you could stay up here, though, my volunteers. And I wonder if anyone can tell me that first Christmas day when Mary and Joseph had their little baby, what did they call him? Does anyone know the answer? What can I say? It was Jesus, absolutely. So I've got a name Jesus here. But you know that Jesus, just like these other names, has a special meaning. Does anyone know what that is? It's quite a difficult one. Thomas, do you want to shout out? Not quite. That was another special name that Jesus had, but that's very, very close. Jesus means God saves, or literally, God to the rescue. And so when God gave Jesus his name, he wants to make sure it was a name that would help us to understand why he had come in the first place. So the very name Jesus means God to the rescue. That means Jesus came to rescue us. And in just a few minutes after our next song, we're going to spend a bit of time thinking about how it is that Jesus came to rescue us. So let's say it together. Jesus means God to the rescue. Fantastic. Thank you, my volunteers. Okay, an easy question to start with. Who can remember what the name Jesus means? Can anyone remember what it means? Yeah. God came to rescue, or God to the rescue. Let's put it up so that we can remember. Okay, oh, God, rescue, you needed rescuing then. There we go. God to the rescue. But I reckon probably most of us know TV shows and movies where there's some kind of superhero who comes to the rescue as well. So, got a little competition for you. We're going to listen to a couple of well-known theme tunes, and I want to see if you can guess which superhero is coming to the rescue, okay? So listen up nice and carefully for our first one. Who is coming to the rescue here? Okay, hands up. Who reckons they know? I reckon more people that know than that. Thomas. Oh, you know what? It's not Luke Skywalker, but we are hearing a lot about Luke Skywalker at the moment. Anyone else reckon they know who that was? Superman, absolutely. Okay, so Superman comes to the rescue. There he is when we're in some kind of danger. Let's do the next one. Listen carefully. Okay, hands up if you reckon you know this one. Hands up if you reckon you know this one. Okay, it's quite an easy one, isn't it? Becca. Scooby-Doo, well done. Okay, so here is Scooby-Doo to the rescue. Okay, let's have our next one. Maybe a bit harder. Anyone reckon they know this one? Paul. It is the Octonauts. Has anyone ever heard of the Octonauts or watched the Octonauts? Okay, you've got to have kids the right kind of age, I think. Okay, this is Captain Barnacles. And there's not much that doesn't get past Captain Barnacles. Okay, let's have the last one. I just wanted to keep playing that one. It's great, isn't it? Does anyone reckon they know that one? Yeah? Danger Mouse. Danger Mouse. Oh, it's wonderful. Danger Mouse is having a revival at the moment, which is good news for all of us. There he is, Danger Mouse. Now, when these guys come to the rescue, there's always something that we need rescuing from, isn't there? So normally it's some kind of danger that we're in. So perhaps it's a burning house, okay? And so we need Superman to kind of fly in and come and rescue us. It might be that we're in danger of a burglar or some kind of criminal. And so we need to get Scooby-Doo on the line to come and solve the mystery for us. Perhaps most scary of all, though, could be something like a spider that we need rescuing from. But whenever these guys get called into action, there's always something that we need rescuing from, and that's why they come. But we've got one more theme tune to listen to. It's a bit quieter, so listen carefully and see if someone can tell me what it is. Okay, did anyone get that one? What song was that? Can anyone tell me? Yeah? Away in a Manger. It doesn't sound quite as exciting as all those superheroes, does it? But as we've seen, sorry, Danger Mouse, we're going to have to take you down for the time being. The name Jesus means God to the rescue. And so let's put a little manger up here. So the question is, how is it that a little baby in a manger could come to rescue us? After all, it doesn't seem very likely, does it, just a little baby? Well, the amazing thing about Jesus is he was real, to start with, a real man who came in history, not like those superheroes who are just made up. And he really did come to the rescue. But the question we've got to ask is, what did he come to rescue us from? Was it a burning house or a robber or spiders or kind of scary things like that? Well, no, the Bible tells us he came to rescue us from something actually much worse than all of those things. And when we had our reading, there was a verse that told us exactly what Jesus came to rescue us from. I'm going to say the verse again. See if you can spot the thing that Jesus came to rescue us from. The angel came and he appeared to Joseph. And here's what he said to Joseph. You are to give him the name Jesus because he will save his people from their sins. Hands up. Did anyone notice what it was that Jesus came to save us from? Wonder. From sin. Okay. So that's what Jesus came to rescue us from, this problem of sin. Now, some of us will know what sin is, but perhaps some of us might not be quite so clear, but do you remember, sin is when we say to God, shove off God, I'm in charge, no to your commands. It's easy to remember because it's S for shove off, I for I'm in charge, and N for no to your commands. And the Bible actually tells us that all of us, one way or another, even if we're very small or very old, have this problem of sin. So for example, the Bible tells us, God tells us, that we're to be generous and to give our things to other people. But lots of the time, we like to just kind of keep hold of it for ourselves, don't we? And so we say, shove off, God, I'm in charge, no to your commands. Or the Bible tells us that we're to listen to our mums and dads. But often, we're just too busy playing on our iPads, aren't we, to pay any attention to them. Or the Bible says we're to be kind and generous to others, but as actually lots of the grown-ups know at Christmas, it's very hard to do often, isn't it? And we become angry and frustrated with other people instead. And in all of those things, we say, shove off, God, I'm in charge, no to your commands. And you know, the Bible says that that leaves us in big trouble with God. You see, he made us, it's right that we should do what he says, and so he's angry with us, and we deserve to be in trouble and to face his punishment. But this is the good news, you see, because Jesus means God to the rescue. And Jesus came to rescue us from this trouble. Now, can anyone tell me, Jesus was born in a manger, but where did he end his life? How did Jesus end his life? Can anyone tell me? Yeah. On the cross. Yeah. Jesus ended his life on the cross. And the Bible says that this is how Jesus came to rescue us. You see, Jesus didn't have any sin himself. He never did anything wrong. He always loved God and did what he said. And yet on the cross, Jesus got into trouble with God. Now, why did that happen? Well, the answer is he took all of my sin and your sin, all of our sin, on himself. And on the cross, Jesus got into trouble with God instead of us. It's amazing news because it means if we trust in Jesus, we don't need to be in trouble with God ourselves and we can be friends with him. So that's how God came to the rescue. We were in trouble, but Jesus died for us so that we could be his friends again. And that is why, actually, Jesus is the best present that we could ever get. Put your hand up if you're looking forward to opening some presents at some point this Christmas. Is everyone looking forward to some presents? Well, Jesus is the best present that we could ever have because he is God come to the rescue. But, you know, like any present, if we're going to enjoy that present ourselves, well, we need to open it, okay? A present's no good, is it, if you're just kind of sitting there and don't do anything about it. And you've got to do two things if we're going to open this present of Jesus. The first is this. Can anyone read that? What's it say? Do you want to read it out? It says admit, okay? So if you need rescuing by Superman, well, the first thing you've got to do is admit that you're in trouble, okay? It's the same with Jesus. We've got to admit that we've got this problem called sin. The second thing, though, we've got to do is this. Do you want to read it out again for us? We've got to ask. Ask Jesus that he might come and rescue us from our sin. This doesn't just happen automatically. We've got to actually ask him. Do you want to open the present for us, Phoebe? There we go. You are being much more careful than they were over 9:15. They were like a pack of animals over 9:15. Well done. And there he is. Jesus, the best present that we could ever hope for because he is God to the rescue. Now, maybe this Christmas, you'll get a little soft toy that you have to give a name to. But I wonder if each of us can remember what the name Jesus means this Christmas. Should we say it one more time? Jesus means God to the rescue. Let me say a prayer as we finish. Lord God, thank you for sending Jesus. Thank you that he came from heaven to rescue us from our sin. Thank you that if we trust in him, we don't need to be in trouble with you, but we can know your friendship and your love. And we pray that you'd help each of us this Christmas to admit that we need this rescue and to ask you to have that rescue ourselves. And we ask all this for Jesus' sake. Amen.